Today, delegates representing 80 nations are discussing the future of Iraq. They're led by the European Union and the United States, and they're expected to press Iraq's president to create a more inclusive administration. NPR's Emily Harris has spent much time in Iraq, and this morning she is at the site of the meeting in Brussels, Belgium. And Emily, I have to ask first, many of these nations are not deeply involved in Iraq, so why are they gathering now?
Well, this meeting has really been billed by the U.S. and the European Union, which are the joint hosts of it, as a way to press countries around the world who say that they're interested in political stability and economic development in Iraq to actually try to make that happen. In some circles, it's being called a donors conference, but it's not really a place to look for more sources of money, more on a practical level of getting money that's been promised actually flowing more to Iraq and getting used in ways that people who are donating the money feel is making a difference in Iraq. It's also a place that the Iraqi government is expected to lay out its vision for what's going to happen in Iraq, what they want to have happen, what kind of plans they have for Iraq during the rest of their term, which, as you know, Steve, is not much longer. This government is only supposed to be in place in Iraq until the end of this year.
And how are U.S. officials describing the way that they want to change Iraq, partly with the help of these other countries?
Well, what the U.S. is looking for out of this is more concrete efforts of getting aid to Iraq, solve some of the practical problems that there have been in place that have prevented money from getting on the ground, and also to hold the Iraqi government to what they see as the Iraqi government's task. Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State, is here, and she said before going into meetings today that the new Iraqi government has to, things that are familiar, improve security, open up its economy, free up what a lot of other countries see as subsidies, particularly in the oil and gas sector that they'd like to see freed up, and particularly, as you mentioned, make sure that it's an inclusive political process going forward.
Well, let's talk about that. You've reported from Iraq a lot and on the problem with Sunnis, who U.S. officials and Iraqis are desperately trying to get more involved in the government and less involved in the insurgency without a lot of success. What practical effect can any of those measures you just mentioned have on that central problem?
That's a very good question. It's a very difficult nut for any officials on the outside to crack. The European Union sent its first official delegation to Iraq earlier this month and did meet with Sunni leaders, people who they described as not being in the mainstream political process. The process of writing the constitution in Iraq, which is underway, or is supposed to get underway quite soon, originally had very few Sunnis on the committee. They have expanded that, and the European Union is in particular looking to press them to give those Sunnis who are now involved in writing the constitution more power in doing so. But it's a very difficult issue, and it's very difficult if you're trying to use aid as any kind of leverage, because the question is, do you send aid into Sunni areas? Does that help involve Sunnis? Does that bring them on board with this new government? Or does it just get wasted because all of the money that has to go to security in many of those areas? So it's a very, very difficult question.
One other thing, Emily, you're watching European diplomats right after the failure of the European constitution. How effective can the Europeans be in this situation?
The failure of the constitution and budget were largely on internal issues. On Iraq, at least, European Union officials like to say they are united. And generally, most European countries do want to see Iraq develop stably. There are still some tensions, though. France and Germany still refuse to send any kind of troops, stabilization troops. And the issue of quote-unquote peace may come up in German elections this fall. That's basically Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder's shorthand to remind voters that he refused to send troops to Iraq.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
It's NPR's Emily Harris in Brussels.